February 14th is Valentine's Day, a holiday dedicated to celebrating matters of the heart. The following day, this vital organ will still be in the spotlight as the American Heart Association discusses how to keep it healthy during its annual Go Red for Women luncheon. Christina Hines, Social Events Director at the Northwest Arkansas Chapter of the AHA, explains that the organization's first luncheon in this area was also one of the inaugural events in the nation.
Go Red for Women actually nationally started in 2004. We actually were one of the launch cities for that, or launch areas, in Northwest Arkansas. So we've actually had the event here since the launch. And it is an awareness as well as fundraising campaign for women in heart disease. And heart disease and stroke are the number one killers of women. So we're trying to really get out there that folks know that and realize their risk factors.
The event's educational component includes informing guests of facts like Arkansas has the fifth highest death rate due to cardiovascular disease and the highest stroke death rate in the country. As part of the fundraising component, the luncheon will include a live auction as well as a personality auction.
We've got over 50 purses donated by individual ladies, and we ask that when they're putting their purse in there, they have items that go in their purse, that it reflects their personality. And so that's kind of where the name came from. And we've got some great ideas this year. And then we actually have also a live auction purse as well, which is a Swarovski crystal handbag, and also earrings and a necklace. The Swarovski crystal handbag has been donated by Toby, the local designer. And then our necklace and earrings that were donated were donated by Underwood Jewelry.
Hines explains Northwest Health System is the event's signature sponsor through its Healthy Woman program, so a variety of health screenings will be available. The luncheon will also feature a fashion show by Masons and a keynote address by motivational speaker Dale Smith Thomas. A variety of workshops will also address children's health, fitness and quality of life, and cooking and nutrition. Although the event is geared toward women, Hines says men are more than welcome to attend.
I would say 80 to 90% of the room is women, but we do have men in the room. A lot of them are there either supporting their wives if they're survivors. A lot of our corporate sponsors want to make sure that their men that are on staff are aware. So it's, I mean, even though we've geared the event toward women, the men in the room are still gaining a wealth of knowledge for their own heart health as well as the rest of their family.
By participating in the event, Hines says guests will gain a variety of helpful information about their health.
I think the main thing that we'll discover that, or that especially ladies will find out that day, are their own numbers, which will help them discover their risk factors. Also a great way to get network with other women that are possibly going through the same things that you are, and gain a lot of passion for the movement.
The Go Red for Women luncheon is scheduled for 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. February 15th at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Tickets are $65 per person. More information is available at 479-442-6540 or AmericanHeart.org/NWA Go Red Luncheon. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.